Greg Hatch is the Chief Executive Officer, Jackson County Chamber. Big day tomorrow, Craig.
Big day, Jaxpo. Boy, we have our luncheon. We have a breakfast in the morning. That is an invite only with some local leaders and legislators, which will keep us busy very early in the morning. But then that runs right into our luncheon. And our luncheon has a great speaker. We're talking about cybersecurity. That's presented to us by Spring Arbor University and Raymond. That goes from 11 to 1. And then we run right into 1 to 5, Jaxpo. 70-plus booths, one of the premier showcase kind of expos in Jackson. So, yeah, very excited about that. And then afterwards, those chamber members who want to stick around, from 5 to 7, we have a little networking with some food and drinks. So exciting, fun day planned for tomorrow.
And you probably have about a full house, don't you?
Yes, we do. We are sold out of booths. We expect a great crowd. We have some fun things. You know, we're celebrating, honestly, just celebrating the fact that we're able to do this after a couple years. Excuse me. And, you know, it's going to be fun. Tim Booth on our team never disappoints with his plans and operations. And I'm looking forward to seeing a couple things he has in store for us.
Well, we had Garrick Rochow on this morning, and I know he's going to be your speaker at the breakfast and talking about the future, really, I guess.
Yeah, we have Garrick Rochow and Quentin Messer from the NEDC just talking with some of our, again, local leaders, community business, and legislative leaders about the future and what the future looks like in Michigan. And we're very excited. You know, to have these two gentlemen at this time in their career, I believe this will be one of their, because of COVID, one of the first times they're really in a public event like this, very intimate and small with the group we're going to have. We're very proud as the Jackson Chamber to be able to host that. So, you know, our relationship with Consumers Energy and the state and our reputation is really what got it for us. And we're excited and proud to host it.
Yeah, what about the folks coming out to Jaxpo now? What do they need to know?
Just come join us. It's free to the public. Come check out, you know, like I said, over 70 businesses. We have nonprofits. We have about every type of business out there to showcase what they have to offer to Jackson. It's all local businesses, just showcasing what they have to offer to our community and to each other. So come join us for a bit of celebration and some great education on what's out there for us in Jackson.
Yeah, you moved to the American One Event Center. I think a lot of projects are going to move there.
Yeah, it is a great facility and a great group of people to work with. They're, you know, as hosts and partners on the events we've already had there, they've been great to work with. So we look forward to continuing that relationship, and as you said, I think we'll see more and more events pop up in their facilities.
I hear you were tasting some chili over the weekend.
Yes, I was. I tasted, wow, 40 plus chilies, I'm like 50 chilies and about a dozen salsas. I had a great time, man. The event downtown last weekend was amazing for our community and for those who came and visited from outside the community. An all-day event, something for all ages, and I thought the team there at 105.3 did an amazing job executing an all-day event like that.
And, absolutely.
The participants, everybody was having a great time. It's just great to see our downtown full, vibrant, and with happy people just all over the place all day. So, yeah, exciting, fun. A few Peptos after my chili tasting and laying on the couch for a little while. I will say it was pretty funny watching. So your station manager, early on in the chili tasting, you know, he found what he liked, so he tasted quite a bit of it. And I was a little smarter, and I think, taking little bites, knowing what was in for us. And by the end of the day, I think his face was green, and he was about done tasting chili.
Yeah, I've done that before. That's a tough recovery after that.
Oof, yeah, it was a few hours of feeling like I was going to explode, but some great chilies, a few of them not so great, but it's a great time. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks for participating, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Craig Hatch from the Chamber.